Hey there, welcome back to Quit Kissing Frogs, the podcast exploring dating and relationships from the perspective of a therapist who's been there herself. I'm your host, Dominique, and today we're going to talk about discernment in dating. Before we get started, please remember to subscribe if you've been enjoying this podcast. Thank you so much for doing that. And if you want more information about who I am or about dating and relationships, then you can check out my website, which is listed in the podcast description. So let's get into it. When it comes to dating, I think that it is really important to be what I would like to call a discerning dater. And that means having discernment about your dating and having that discernment to sort of filter through not just the people that you date, but how you choose to go about it, how you choose to behave when you're on a date, how you interact with people, how you choose to end a dating relationship, and everything in between. And one of the most common dating mistakes that I have seen is overlooking or ignoring red flags. I would say that that is happening in the majority of women that I have worked with who are wanting to address something to improve their dating life or their relationship. And that is why discernment is so important, because discernment helps us to see those red flags, and not just to see them, but to interpret them, to know what that red flag or even a yellow flag, if you will, means, and to know how to deal with that appropriately based on the goals that we have for dating and what you want out of your dating life. So why do people ignore red flags? Why does that get overlooked? It sounds like something that wouldn't be overlooked, right? A red flag should be a big glaring sign to someone who's dating or in a relationship. But there's a lot of reasons why someone might overlook a red flag. And it doesn't mean that someone is stupid. It doesn't mean that they're ignorant. It doesn't mean that they are inexperienced. It just means usually that you are having a bit of a blind spot. And this can happen for several different reasons. So it could be because you don't recognize the flag, almost like being colorblind. You might recognize the phenomenon. You might see the behavior or the character trait that is being exhibited in the person that you are on a date with, but you might not interpret that as a red flag. Just like if you were colorblind and you saw a physical flag, you might not be sure if it is red or yellow or a different color. Another reason that a red flag might get overlooked is that you assume that your judgment is poor, and so you end up rejecting your gut instincts. Essentially, it's when you don't trust yourself and you don't trust your judgment enough, and so you choose to override that gut instinct to see and act on a red flag. And one of the other most common reasons is that you are in a new relationship or have met someone new and are wrapped up in the excitement and the thrill of it all. And because of all that excitement and being wrapped up in it, you put off addressing those concerns that a red flag would bring up. So you see it, you acknowledge it, but you don't do anything about it and put it off to the side and decide, you know, I'll deal with that later. This is just too good and too exciting right now. And by putting it off, you know, that allows that red flag to fester and grow. And eventually, if you don't deal with it, it grows into a much bigger problem. Even if for no other reason than you are in, you know, eventually in an established relationship, and then you have to deal with that red flag. So all that to say, there's a lot of reasons why someone might overlook red flags. I've done it myself. Again, I opened the episode by saying this is a podcast talking about dating and relationships from the perspective of a therapist who's been there. So I have been through the dating process. I have made plenty of my own mistakes and ignored plenty of red flags that I realized after the fact I should have paid attention to, and I should have practiced more discernment. So this is certainly not to say that there is any shame about missing a red flag. This isn't meant to condemn anyone, but it is to emphasize that it's really important to be dating with our eyes wide open, to be discerning, and to be aware of what red flags look like and what to do when we encounter that. Because not every red flag is necessarily a deal breaker, right? And just because there's a red flag doesn't mean that the relationship has to end. So red flags are not the same as deal breakers. They don't necessarily spell doom to a new relationship, but they are absolutely something that needs to be addressed and explored. And sometimes that means you know, you need to learn a little bit more. It doesn't always mean a conflict or a big, scary conversation, but it is something that you need to be able to see and then practice discernment in how you deal with that. And so let's talk a little bit about what that discernment looks like and what it doesn't look like. So discernment means to be practicing sound judgment and acting wisely in accordance with what you know. And a lot of times when people hear the word judgment, you know, it can send up some antennas for them. And sometimes people have some negative connotations associated with that word. But judgment is not a bad thing. And that applies in dating because judgment is different than condemnation. So when you are practicing good judgment in dating, when you're being discerning and determining that, you know, someone isn't the right match for you or that behavior someone's exhibiting is problematic and you need to talk to them about it, or when you're realizing, you know, you do really like this person and it's worth continuing to date him, even though maybe you have some insecurities that are making you feel a little bit nervous about that. But judgment, practicing judgment in these ways, does not mean you are being condemning of someone. So for example, if someone is not the match for you, if you've realized that, you have the discernment to pick up on red flags, to know yourself and to know what's important to you, and you realize this person just is not the match for me, that is not being condemning of that person. It doesn't mean they're not a good person. It means they're not the match for you. They may not be a good person. I don't know. It depends on the person and the situation. But simply making the judgment call that someone is not the match for you and you don't wish to keep dating them is not condemning, and that is not a bad form of judgment. Someone can be absolutely wonderful as a person and be absolutely not the match for you. That's just how life works. There's a lot of different people out there, and most people are not going to be the match for one another. That's why it's so special when you do find the person that is the match for you, and that's why it's so important to be deliberate about how you're dating so that you can improve your chances of meeting that person and getting to the relationship that you want sooner. So remember that rejecting someone as a date or a potential dating partner does not mean that they are a monster, nor are you a monster or a terrible person for rejecting him. And that applies in reverse as well. When someone rejects you, when someone has decided that you are not the match for him and he doesn't want to continue dating you or doesn't want to go out with you again, that does not mean that you are a terrible person, that you are undesirable, or that you are not worth dating. It just means you're not the match for him. And so just as much as it's important to not take rejection personally when you're dating and to not let that be a hindrance to you, it's also important to remember that you have every right to reject someone who is not the right guy for you, and that there's nothing bad or condemning in doing that. And that's just practicing sound judgment and discernment. So discernment is all about developing and exercising sound judgment, being able to identify warning signs and red flags and understand the implications of those red flags when you identify them, and then acting wisely in accordance with what you know about a given person or situation. So it sounds somewhat simple, right? Not necessarily easy, but simple. It's not too difficult to understand what discernment is, but getting there can be much more difficult, and that does take a lot more practice. And that's what I want to talk about, is how do we improve our discernment specifically in dating? And a big part of that is giving yourself time. And so that means time in the dating world, experiencing dating. So there's, you know, lots of different ages that people start dating and start to have dating experiences. And if you are someone who is a little bit more of a late bloomer and has started dating later in life, maybe you're in your 20s before you start to date, or even your late 20s, it can take some time and some practice to get an understanding of what those red flags and warning signs look like, to get a feel for how dating works, and to better understand that experience and be able to apply sound judgment to your dating decisions and experiences, and to know how to interpret those potential warning signs or red flags. And it's also important when we talk about taking more time and giving yourself more time, that applies as well to how quickly you jump into relationships. So whether you have a lot of dating experience or very little, you want to be prudent about how quickly you rush into a relationship. Because the faster you rush into relationships, or the more quickly a relationship progresses and gets serious, then the less time you have to assess things and exercise discernment. So it also makes it more likely that you're going to get caught up in that emotional whirlwind in the beginning of a romantic relationship where everything is exciting and thrilling, and it's a lot harder to be discerning because you don't want to look at those red flags and you don't want anything to interrupt all those good feelings that you are having in the moment at the beginning of that new relationship. So give yourself more time. If you're newer to dating, then be patient with yourself. Understand that it's going to take some time to get that discernment up and running, and definitely don't rush into things. You know, give yourself the grace to take things slowly as you start to dip your toes into the dating pool, so to speak. And then if you are used to dating, or you're already, you know, familiar with the dating experience and you're in and out of relationships, give yourself more time before you rush into your next relationship. Take things slowly in the beginning. And, you know, that advice applies whether you're newer to dating or you've been dating for years. Give yourself more time. Take things slowly as you develop a relationship and as you let that relationship progress and get more serious. It's fine to take your time, to take things a little slower than maybe other people would suggest that you do, because that extra time gives you the space and the mental bandwidth to assess things, to reflect on the relationship, to reflect on the guy that you're dating, and to check for any red flags, to check for any deal breakers or deal makers, to be sure that you are really good together and that you are a good match. And then it allows you to have a little more space to exercise discernment, to figure out what you need to do if there is a warning sign that you're not sure about. And with that extra time, you can also consult advisors. And by advisors, I just mean anyone trustworthy who is a wise person and can give good feedback and sound advice. Someone who you can trust, someone who knows you well and knows the things that are super important to you and that you need to find mirrored in a partner. It's really helpful to talk about your dating life with these trustworthy people, because if they know you well and if they share your values, it means that they'll be able to give you sound feedback on relationships, especially if they are someone who is a little bit older, a little more seasoned, and maybe has past experience from your stage of life or stage of dating to draw from and provide advice from. It also means that, you know, that person that you're talking to is outside of the relationship, so they won't be caught up in all the excitement and thrill and positive emotion that you are experiencing. And that means that they're going to be more likely to be able to see any red flags that you might overlook or miss in all your excitement. And hopefully they'll also be able to see green flags, or, you know, those deal makers, the really positive qualities that affirm that a guy is a good match for you. And they'll be able to provide that affirmation and reassurance and validate the what a good relationship that is, and remind you when someone is a really good match for you. And then the last tip for improving discernment is practice. And that goes hand in hand with giving yourself more time and talking with trusted advisors. Practicing discernment means taking time to reflect and assess each dating situation, talking with these trusted people in your life about your dates and relationships, and then acting wisely with the information that you have. And this means often doing that again and again with different dates or with different issues or flags or concerns that come up. Reflect, you know, reflect first by yourself and then bring that up with a trusted friend or mentor. Talk through it and consider their feedback. And then once you've had time to reflect and to consult with someone you trust, you should be able to come to some kind of conclusion about what the wisest next step, or at least a wise next step, would do. And then it's time to take action and actually put that wisdom, that sound judgment, into action with the information you have. And sometimes that's going to mean doing uncomfortable things. And that's, as with so many things in dating, that is par for the course. And the best way to make the most of dating is by getting used to that discomfort and being comfortable getting a little bit outside of your comfort zone and pushing yourself to do something that is uncomfortable when you know that it is good for you. So sometimes the uncomfortable things that you might need to do if you're going to be practicing discernment will be something like turning down a second date or ending a relationship. If you're practicing discernment, it means that you're going to see those red flags and you're going to be better able to spot those deal breakers early on. And that's going to mean when you see those, when you know that a red flag actually does indicate a deal breaker or it is its own worrisome problem that means that the relationship should not continue, then you need to end it, whether it's after a second date or it's after several months. And that can be uncomfortable. And ending a relationship, whether it's only been one date or it's been over a year, can be really difficult. And I will have an episode coming out soon all about breakups and how to break up with someone and how to know when you do need to break up with them. So I will have more on that coming for you, but sometimes ending a relationship is what you have to do to practice discernment. Other times it will mean considering a date with someone who's not your usual type, right? Because sometimes discernment takes us out of our own usual routines and preferences and types. And discernment can mean reflecting on maybe why past relationships have not worked out the way you wanted to and realizing that there's a pattern and then intentionally getting out of that pattern, which will be uncomfortable. And by branching out of that pattern and out of your routine, intentionally considering dates or relationships with people who aren't your usual type or wouldn't normally be the person that you would think that you'd end up with, but who you know show qualities that are really good for you and really important for you to find in a match, and who, of course, you are attracted to on some level. And a lot of times, practicing discernment is going to have to do with having conversations. It's going to mean talking with the man that you're dating so that you have a better understanding of both him and your relationship. And then you can gather more information through that conversation so that you can then exercise discernment with your new and improved understanding of the situation. And those conversations can be really uncomfortable if you are not used to that. If you're not used to having conversations where you may disagree, you know, if you're a very non-confrontational person, this could be difficult. And it can also be difficult even having the conversations with the people that you trust and love, who you know them and they know you very well. It can be difficult having those conversations if you have a feeling that they may say something that you don't like. And so there's a lot of opportunity here, if we want to think of it in the most positive light. There's a lot of opportunity for practicing getting acclimated to a little bit of discomfort and challenging yourself to get outside of your comfort zone. But that is crucial when it comes to practicing discernment, because the more you practice it and the more you're willing to be a little bit uncomfortable or, you know, force yourself to be a little bit brave and do a difficult thing, like tell someone you don't want a second date or go on a date with someone that you're unsure of is going to be your type or going to be, you know, the one for you, or having a conversation when you don't know what the outcome will be and you're a little concerned that the conversation might lead you to find information that tells you, you know, you need to end the relationship. Having those experiences, practicing that discomfort and accepting it and embracing it and realizing that you are okay and you are strong enough to handle that discomfort is really crucial, because that makes you stronger and it builds confidence, and it is going to help you to build more trust in your ability to spot red flags, to understand what those indicate, and to act wisely in accordance with the information that you have. And so as you continue doing these things, you cultivate better judgment, you improve your ability to discern things, and you improve your ability to act on that discernment. And doing that is going to radically improve your dating life if you have not done that already. And most of us haven't. I know I certainly didn't when I first started dating. And having discernment in dating can make such a difference in not just your dating experience and how many matches you have or how many dates you get asked on or how quickly you meet someone who is a good match and wants to be in a relationship with you, but it can also have a huge impact on how you perceive your dating experience, how positively you feel about it, how rewarding it is for you, and how assured you feel that your dating experience and the standards that you have for the people that you date are reflective of your core values, who you are, and what you want from a relationship and from your dating life. Because after all, we're not dating just for the fun of it, or at least most women aren't. So if you're dating and you are wanting to have that dating lead somewhere greater, if you want to date so that you can find someone to spend the rest of your life with, and you want that someone to be someone who's well suited for you, you're well matched in terms of your core values and your personality and your preferences, then it pays to be a discerning dater. That is how you make the most out of dating. And that is how you get more quickly to the match that is right for you. It's by learning how to spot and say no to the matches that aren't right for you, and how to spot and say yes to the matches that are right for you or could be right for you. So I would encourage you today to give yourself a little more time when you're out there dating. You know, take your time getting into a relationship. And if you're new to dating, give yourself time in general. You don't have to rush into it and be going out on a date every other night of the week. Give yourself time and talk to the people that you know and the people that know you really well. Consult those trusted advisors and really take their feedback into consideration, especially if they have more experience than you and they're in a later season of life and they've already been through this dating thing and they can speak some of that wisdom to you. Take that into account. And then once you have the information that you need and you've taken time to reflect, it's time to practice acting on that discernment and honing your skills. And I promise you it will be a bit uncomfortable at first, but remember that discomfort is an investment, and that investment is going to pay off probably sooner than you think, because you are going to develop your judgment and you're going to develop your confidence and your ability to have really good gut instincts and to have the boldness and confidence to act on the judgment, the sound judgment that you have developed, so that you can say no to the matches that are not the right guys for you, and you can move more effectively towards the matches that are a good potential partner for you, and you can find that person that you've been looking for. So that's all for today for you guys on discernment in dating. I will be back later this week to talk with you again. In the meantime, again, it helps me a lot if you subscribe and share these episodes with people. So if you've enjoyed it, please do so. I would love to hear what you're thinking about the podcast. So feel free to leave a review. And if you want any more information from me, you can check out my website, which is linked in the podcast description. Thanks again for tuning in today, and I will catch you all later this week.